Click that on and say something. Check. Hello. Yes. I see it moving. Oh, I smell terrible.
Give me enough time. I'll fix that in here. This thing. I'll figure it out.
It's like everything. It's just staring me in the face.
He says it like he figured it out.
I know.
Here's it.
If it falls apart, or if it's the most successful thing that's ever happened, he'll take credit for it.
I might need to turn my microphone on. Oh, yeah.
Different vibe. Okay, not that kind of vibe. Turn the light back on.
You want to get...
some headphones on? You want me to pretend like I'm doing something here?
You want to have Sprinkle come in and talk about government?
No.
He can't hear you. He's over there.
That's okay. No, we haven't. We're trying to do every other.
What are you
doing? Headphones. The plastic is all.
The plastic.
Ew.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll get there.
Oh, you know what we can do? We can start out with.
What can we do?
This was my big idea, and then none of it happened.
Those are my favorite kind of ideas.
I think this will maybe. Oh, what am I thinking? Here we go.
I was just in the green room talking about neon fanny packs with Jason and Sprinkle, and I realized just now I have a neon fanny pack on.
Well, that's okay, but were you for or against neon fanny packs?
No, we were talking about like in the late 80s, early 90s when they were really popular.
I never had one though, they were really popular.
Well, that's because you were 30 in the late 80s, early 90s.
Off your chest?
No, I'm just saying that's why you don't know. Your parents didn't take you to Kings Island to get a neon fanny pack.
And now this message. 89. This message from me yesterday morning.
Well, good morning. It's
that is your real sleepy
435.
Voice.
435. Yeah.
And we're going to try something on the podcast a little different this week.
I had a big idea.
I'm picking up Jess at her hotel here in a little while.
Didn't happen.
And her son, and we're going to go to the Bob and Tom broadcast.
I did that.
For opening day of the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
We're here in Cincinnati. And we're going to go to the Horseshoe Casino,
mm-hmm.
to the Margaritaville restaurant located
I don't
inside,
like Jimmy Buffett, I'm sorry.
And do the Bob and Tom show this morning.
Why do you say that? Why do you have to say it out loud? Who cares?
And during the show, hopefully... Jess and I are going to have conversations and talk about what's going on.
We didn't do that.
No
we did. We just didn't record it.
Ryan Singer and Greg Hahn and
Ryan
Rob
Singer
Haney
and Hahn
and Marty Brenneman.
John
and
Evans.
And whoever else might stop by.
Didn't do any of those things.
We didn't talk
for
to any of those
opening
people.
Day.
Nope.
We did. We just didn't
Reds
record it.
Here in Cincinnati.
Well, I guess that's true.
And now here's Bob Schneider.
Oh, that was me in introducing it.
You're introing our intro?
Well, because then I would...
That was your idea at 4:30 in the morning?
Then I would edit it together, and it would be... That was my big idea. That was my goal yesterday.
Yeah.
But
I like it. I like it. Let's build on it.
It was your... It was kind of your idea.
Yeah, it's always my idea. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's get out of here. What about this? How do we get out of this shit we're in? That's what Jess says on this song.
How are we going to get out of this shit we're in? Don't worry,
baby, I'll figure out something. Actually, Jason and I figured out what parts really sounds like you. It's coming.
You did.
It's the wrinkled nose voice is what I call it. That's it. This is Bob Schneider.
Cause I love you, baby. You ready? I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. I agree.
Okay. Thanks. Welcome back to the Off the Air Podcast. Appreciate it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? Let's roll.
Downloading this thing. Jess is here. I'm here. We're both a little, well, I am.
Are you sleepy?
Well, I don't sleep very well in the hotels.
Oh, I did.
You slept like I heard. Well, getting back to this big idea, we were going to do the podcast behind the scenes during the show. I started to think I probably shouldn't do something during the show and be more distracted than I already am.
Yeah, that's what, and I don't want to step on B&T toes and do something like that. So I kind of hung in the background, which I was there yesterday for the broadcast from, we got there at 7 and we were there until the end.
Right, till the bitter end.
And I saw Tom this morning when I came in to do the podcast, and Tom had no idea I was in Cincinnati yesterday.
No, we were talking this morning on the air, and we were talking about something else, and he goes, yeah, I'll have to tell Jess when I see her. And I go, she was at the broadcast yesterday. He goes, Jess was in Cincinnati? She was. And you were sitting right there. Mm-hmm. You were at the bagel table. You were.
Yeah, we laid low. We didn't get in anybody's way.
I don't know about those live broadcasts. What do you think of those?
I feel bad for you guys, kind of, because it's just so awkward. And I think it's rude when people talk. And I just, but you're in a bar. You know, what are you supposed to do?
Well, and yesterday was a special challenge because our broadcast point, we had these tables set up mm-hmm. on an elevated type of stage, mm-hmm. stage-like,
mm-hmm.
but right behind us mm-hmm. were public men's and women's bathrooms.
Not right behind you.
Right behind us.
No, they weren't.
Yes, the stage was here. The bathrooms were here. Well, there was a little hallway to the left that people could walk down to go to the bathroom. They had it roped off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I have a shy bladder anyway, I figure, mm-hmm. is what I suffer
from. I don't know
why
they didn't close those bathrooms. There's bathrooms all over that casino. I don't know why they made it to where people could walk to that bathroom. That didn't make sense to me.
I'm not the kind of person
who... This is a terrible conversation. Nobody cares about the bathrooms.
I met Dick Clark in a bathroom one time.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
When he remember he opened up the American Bandstand here that one year?
No.
It was there for a little while. Over at Keystone at the Crossing?
No.
Where Maggiano's is?
No.
You don't remember that?
No, that was way before I started coming to the north side. That was before I met your ass.
You know, you're still on a trial basis coming to the north side, and I'm hearing things that you're in the north side without my knowledge. And
how'd you know that?
Well, you're going up to Wasabi and talking to Mr. Moto.
I did, yeah.
He's kind of a badass, isn't he?
He is.
He's a secret ninja. I'm sure of it.
He is.
Regardless of what,
being
Asian or not. Mm-hmm. He'd be a ninja.
I didn't. I went there with Addie, and they asked where you were. He asked where you were.
I know. Mm-hmm. I've got strict instructions.
You always tell people nobody ever thinks I'm your dad. And then we went in. Addie and I went into Wasabi, and he said,
yeah, "Where's your
your father?"
He talked to you.
Yeah, he talked to me and
said, "Where's your father?
Where your father?"
Yeah, that's.
I said, "He's out of town.
He's out of town. Dad's out of town. That's what I call him. Dad, Pop." So,
I have a super secret surprise guest for next week, and you're going to be so excited. Like, already lined up and ready.
I'm out.
No, you're not.
I'm out.
No, you're not.
Already lined up and ready.
Uh-huh. Done. Done and done.
You got to tell me who it is.
No.
If I guess, will you tell me?
No.
A boy or a girl?
No.
Neither? Oh, that's tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do this? Why do you tell me stuff like this?
You'll be so happy and excited. I wouldn't do this to you if it was somebody shitty. I would tell you if it was somebody shitty. I would. It's no one you hate.
You like to bust balls every now and then. It's your favorite thing.
No, it's not. It's the people I hang out with's favorite thing. It's not my favorite thing.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
Anyway,
so I like your idea of... like introing our intro, but you edit it next time. But then like whenever you're someplace random, like I could do it like on my yoga break. On my yoga break tonight at yoga school, my kids call it yoga school. Mom's got to go to yoga school.
Okay, I wasn't supposed to mention you're going to yoga school, and now here you're mentioning it.
We already talked about it like two podcasts ago.
Okay.
We did. Then why are people tweeting at me about it if we haven't already talked about it?
You said, don't talk about that. That was the first thing out of your mouth when I mentioned it.
Because it's mine to talk about. It's not yours.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So I could do a little thing at my yoga break tonight when I'm at yoga.
Like what? What would you say?
I don't know.
Like, whew, I'm out of breath. Whew.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Here's some kale.
No.
What do you have snacks during your yoga break?
Yeah, we break for dinner.
Dinner break?
It's like 5-hour class.
Run down to the cafeteria. Get
there's not
some,
a cafeteria.
Macaroni and cheese and some pastrami, or
no? There's none of those things.
So this yoga thing, is it like a Buddhist thing, or is it just yoga?
No, it's It's not. My teacher is, she is a woman who developed a 12-step yoga program. And she travels all over the world teaching it. She was in London last week teaching classes.
England.
She was in, yeah, London, England, not London, Ohio.
Not London, Ohio.
Yeah. And so it's very open. I wouldn't say, no, it's not Buddhist. And I don't, yoga is not necessarily, I mean, it's kind of, maybe it is a little 12-step like, and you recognize a higher power. It doesn't really matter who the power is.
Is that part in there?
They recognize that whoever your God is the God, you know, just recognize that there is a God.
I've heard the 12-step thing. It's not necessarily even a person. It could be
whatever. I don't know anything about 12 steps.
It could be it's like an inspiration piece if you're trying to.
What do you call it when you are a family member of someone in the program? Isn't there a program for that?
Yes. Daggone it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a support group. It's kind of like a 12-step program, but not. But
it's basically 12 steps for codependents, I think.
If you're if your son or daughter or husband, right, or wife or aunt or uncle, and they've especially made your life. Well, not
Al-Anon? No. That's Alcoholic Anonymous. They just shortened it to AA. It used to be Al-Anon, right?
I think Al-Anon is a different thing. I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
You're right.
I don't know.
But it is for, yeah, it's not necessarily, you're not addicted to a substance. It's for someone who's affected.
It's more for codependent.
Your life has been affected by, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always get confused when I hear codependent because it's not what I think it is. I don't think.
What do you mean?
My life is dependent on someone else's.
Yeah, kind
of.
Why?
Well, but it's different, though.
It's
the backwards of that. Is that right? It's okay. I'm going to cut all this out anyway. It doesn't matter.
Like able and unable? That always confuses me, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Enable locations, able locations. Do what? Enable.
Well, if you're enabled, you're helping that person. But if you're abled...
You're still helping that person, right?
No, you're helping your abled...
Able body.
Able body, enable body. Enable is implying someone
Now that
else.
I say it out loud,
yeah,
it
right.
makes sense.
Right,
but
yeah.
when I think about it, it doesn't.
Right.
Well, I hope I just confused everybody further. No, yoga is just... The poses is really not that much to do with yoga, actually. I mean, we do a practice, but it's not... It's pretty deep. It's pretty deep.
Are there, there's readings that go along with it?
And, oh yeah, I have homework every week.
Things like that?
Mm-hmm.
And special music or?
Not special music.
No?
No, not really.
I've taken two yoga classes in my life.
With Meg, Yoga Meg?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I want to go back sort of it.
Yeah?
I don't know.
I
just like to be a little bit more flexible than I am. I seem to be getting stiff.
I don't think it's, I mean, like I said before.
Stretching? Yoga's not stretching and being limber? And
no, that's really not the practice
not
of yoga at
all.
No.
Okay, what is yoga practice?
It's a meditation. It's just, it's.
Well, yeah, but there are
you're putting poses to meditation. You should be in some kind of.
And breathing.
Breathing, that's basically what it is.
What about the, what's my favorite pose?
Arveda? I don't know if that's what that is, if that's the breathing word.
It's a shampoo, right? Aveda?
Aveda.
You're lying on your back staring at the ceiling. Isn't that...
Savasana.
Love it.
Yeah.
That even makes me a little sleepy.
They have yoga t-shirts that say, I'm here for the Savasana.
I'm here for the Savasana. Do you know yoga jokes now and stuff?
No, I've just seen the t-shirts. I know a guy who people think it's really funny, but I'm pretty certain that every funny thing he's ever said, he's read on a t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
But in his defense, whoever
this is,
there are some pretty funny t-shirts out there.
There are really funny t-shirts, but you can't take somebody else's t-shirt and make it your joke, is what I'm saying.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Or tweet it like it's your tweet.
Mm-hmm. I'm a stickler about giving credit where credit's due. That really bothers me.
So you wouldn't steal jokes or anything?
No, I wouldn't steal jokes.
Heck no.
Maybe I'd steal a joke. No, I wouldn't steal a joke because I was at a party with a girl that I thought was... Probably, I was just, like, I followed her around. I thought she was one of the funniest people I've ever heard. She was so quick and had such a crazy comeback. I don't know if I should say her name, but her name's Stacy. Her first name's Stacy. Maybe one of the funniest people I've ever heard. And I was like, can I pay you? because there's a couple of things you said that I want to use. And she was like, yeah, you know, and but then it never did because I never
Well, you realized the stuff she was saying wasn't hers?
No, it's hers. She's funny. She's funny. She is funny.
What does she do?
She does a lot of, like, I don't want to say she does your mom jokes, but she'll say something so witty and then your mom is somewhere in there and it's just fucking hilarious. It's so funny.
I like your mom stuff.
I know, but it's not like your mom's so dumb or whatever. You know, it's not like that.
That was a show, right? On MTV? Wasn't that a show? Your mom does this, your mom, they would insult each other?
That's Wild and Out. It's a Nick Cannon show where they just basically go back and forth and
And then one guy...
They just
the crowd goes crazy for one guy or another.
And just basically insult each other back and forth. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I had the same thing happen with one of my favorite comedians. Well, he's still one of my favorite comedians, but I didn't know him as well as I thought I did.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Pollak was on the show one time, and we're talking and chatting and having a great conversation. Mm-hmm. And then we're off the air, and we're talking and chatting and having a great conversation.
You're like, yeah.
So, oh my gosh, these are the funniest stories. So then I go see his show, and his show was 90% of what we were talking about. It was everything he said to me off stage is stuff in his act.
So, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of really weird.
I don't guess it's bad.
No?
Huh?
Disheartening?
I think so. Yeah. Disappointing, I guess, because I thought we really hit it off. But maybe we did, and
maybe those stories just applied to whatever you guys were talking about.
That's right.
Could have been.
He wasn't merely going through the motions with me because he felt like he needed to have some sort of relationship with me to be on the radio. He really wanted to be my friend.
Hmm?
Is that possible?
No.
No, I haven't heard from him.
I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. Mm-mm.
So you ended up not going to the Reds game yesterday, right?
We didn't get tickets. We didn't go to the Reds game. That's okay.
Opening day in Cincinnati is...
It's nuts. It was nuts.
It's a very well-attended, traditional...
I had no idea.
...celebration. There's a parade and...
no idea. I had some very nice people that listened to our podcast come up and talk to me.
Schools are closed, and yes, there were a bunch of people. Before you got there, three or four guys told me, and I said, well, Jess is going to be here. Oh, my God, she is. So I'm sure they came up and...
They did.
...and said hello.
How about the lady that looked like Mimi from the Drew Carey show that kept walking right in front of the stage and she had, and it was almost, her makeup was so funny, it was almost couture. Like it was blue eyeshadow from like one eyebrow, one end of the eyebrow, all the way across her nose and all the way to the other eyebrow. Did you notice that?
She looked like.
And she kept, she was standing 5 feet from you guys and just waving so big.
And then she went.
I felt bad.
She did the walk by.
Yeah, twice.
Twice. Mm-hmm. And was waving at us.
Yeah.
And she looked like if you were going to have a movie about a clown family where everyone was dressed like a clown all the time, including makeup, she would have been the grandmother of the clown family.
Maybe the mother. The crazy grandmother?
Maybe the mother, but she might have been a little older to be. Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
And I think she was with someone. She was with her husband or someone.
She was with somebody.
But
I was kind of worried.
He was...
Equally
interesting looking.
Oh.
I'm trying to be delicate.
They said that casino, the Horseshoe Casino in Cincinnati, is the biggest casino outside of Las Vegas.
I believe that.
Is it? I didn't go that far.
The only thing they're missing are a sports book and hotels.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Ryan Reynolds. No, be still my heart. Not Ryan Reynolds, the actor. Well, I'm sure I could talk with him and maybe he would
tell you real stories.
Maybe he'd tell me real stories.
Are you going to go see that movie, The Golden Girl, The Golden Woman, Helen Mirren? No?
I don't
get down with her?
I don't see. No, it's too... It sounds like a...
What's the story? I don't know who that's about.
There was this painting during Nazi Germany.
And yeah.
It was the Helen Mirren's aunt's is the subject of the painting. But whoever painted it gave it to Helen Mirren's family, but the Nazis took it. I'm only going by... The trailer.
Okay.
And Ryan Reynolds plays an attorney for Helen Mirren, who they try to go get the painting back from the German government after they took it. Because there's a line in the preview that this isn't a lady in a painting. This is my aunt. And she told me all these things about it, and it helps me to, and I'd like to have the painting back. But of course, it's incredibly expensive and priceless. And
right.
The German government doesn't want to give it up.
But they stole it.
During war, I guess. I don't know what.
There's no rules in war.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I think
or
so.
I think that's part of being, going to war.
Or they're really loose. They're like a gentleman's agreement probably or something. They're not. They're pretty loose.
It's really casual.
It's very casual. War, like war is very casual.
In a time of war, if you're like driving somewhere in an occupied country and you forget to turn your blinker on and you cut over in front of somebody.
I think they'll let you fly.
No, whoever you
or
cut.
Or they'll shoot you.
Whoever you cut over in front of, it's game on. Whatever that person wants. During a time of act of war.
Wartime?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's part of.
That's how it was here during the Civil War. You didn't use your blinker. It was game over.
They didn't have cars during the Civil War, did they?
What?
Did they have? Do you think they had blinkers on buggies and stuff?
I think that's when the bicycle, like the throw your arm out, put it up.
You know? Did
left,
you ever
right,
do that?
Drop it
down. Driver's ed? Did they teach you the hand signals?
No, actually, I learned those in first grade.
In first grade, left and turn right?
Bicycle safety. We had a bicycle safety course in first grade. I'll never forget it. Mrs. Plano. That was my first grade teacher.
Plano, Mrs. Plano.
Yeah.
Well, she sounds nice.
She was. She was very nice.
I remember very vividly getting a license for my bicycle at the London Police Department.
Do you have to do that?
You go down there, and I think it was like a buck and a quarter or whatever.
Do you still have to do that?
No, I don't think you have to do it now.
I'm taking the abate course.
I know.
I know. I'm excited.
You told me about that.
Yeah.
And that's like next week, right? Or a couple weeks.
April 20th. It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So
7:30 to 3:30.
20th, 21st. What?
7:30 to 3:30 every day.
What?
Yeah.
Well, we better do some podcasts.
They want me to be safe.
I guess.
I know. So nice of the abate of Indiana.
And are you going to use one of their motorcycles?
I am. I think they give you like a little one. Super little, but like a grown-up dirt bike.
I can remember plainly wanting a mini bike.
Like a 175 or something.
So
I don't know if that's
bad
true.
Because the kid down the street had a mini bike. Daryl.
What do you say when you mean mini bike? What do you mean?
I mean it was a Benelli motorbike.
It was like those ones they sell at Tractor Supply.
Here, I'll get
with
you.
With the fat tires and the banana seat.
I'm going to say it's better than that.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Here, I'm going to look it up. Benelli mini bike.
Benelli.
Well, you had like all that stuff, right?
We did. We had four-wheelers and dirt
bikes. This is like a two-wheeler. Yep, there it is. That's exactly.
We had a little Honda 50, and I loved that bike.
That's exactly
what I'm talking about.
The red one, the Benelli mini bike.
That's very cool.
It was so cool.
You get one now?
No, I can't get the one now. I'm too tall for it, I would think.
I know, but that'd be fun to have.
I'd look like a bear at a circus or right there.
You tried to ride my motorcycle once and almost took out the neighbor's
mailbox. No, here's what happened.
Have you ever been on an electric anything?
An electric?
Like like a motorized scooter of any kind? Had you ever been on one? Did you ride that three-wheel thing that we did that one time, the spider?
Yes, I did ride the spider at the... No, it was the Miracle Ride.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I rode that around for... That was fun.
Yeah.
Because you won't fall over.
And it's an automatic, I think.
But when I got on your bike, I did almost hit the neighbor's mailbox.
You're incredibly clumsy, like standing.
I am clumsy.
So I can, that makes my stomach hurt thinking about you on a motorcycle.
I can't.
I don't know how you're such a good driver because it really doesn't seem like you're aware of your surroundings.
I am either tremendously aware or tremendously unaware within split seconds of each other.
Yeah,
I don't know how I don't wreck when I drive.
It's called
either.
Mania. What
is it called? Mania? I a maniac now?
I don't know.
Or bipolar or something?
Something bipolar. Maybe that's what it is.
Look at that bike.
That's so cool.
I don't know what you're gonna ask CCs or whatever the heck it is. But...
I'm not going to.
Okay. And are you actually openly yawning while I'm talking?
I'm so sorry. I'm tired.
I am too. I only slept like 3 or 4 hours at the hotel. But last night I did some nice work.
Yeah?
Yeah. We need to have Pat McAfee back on the show.
Because?
To find out what he's doing before camp starts.
Oh, because he says... So
I'm
on
curious
his,
about what he's
so
doing.
So on his Twitter account, I saw the other day that it said, does it say Pat McAfee, the world changes July 11th, and I think he's doing stand-up somewhere on July 11th. That's what I want to know.
On July 11th.
Why don't you text him? Why would you not just text him and ask him?
Because I'm doing the podcast.
I know,
now.
But that would be handy if you did. Then we'd know. No?
So it's not apparent by his tweets, and you went to his website?
I did not go to his website. I thought that was a Pat McAfee Foundation thing. I didn't think that it would be there.
Oh,
I didn't
that's
know.
That's probably true. Well,
I didn't know.
Let's take a look again and see.
Hey, who did you have in your... Did you guys not do your jelly bean draft or bracket thing this year?
All I know is...
And for Bob and Tom, you didn't do it?
You mean for the NCAA Men's Basketball College Basketball Championship?
Yeah.
We did do it.
You did. Why is it not on the wall?
But the very
why is it not on the door? It's always on the door.
It's on the door as you walk in the studio, unless they took it down this morning.
Okay, I don't know. So anyway, what happened?
We drew teams.
You drew teams, yeah.
I had Oklahoma and Utah and a couple others, but Oklahoma and Utah were the better ones.
Right.
And then the next day after we drew teams, I was told... Well, everything got messed up, and we're not doing it now.
Why?
I don't know, but I never got my $10 back.
Are you serious?
And...
Who'd you give your $10 to?
Grace.
Grace?
Okay.
You probably owe her $10.
I'm not sure that I actually gave anyone my
$10. Oh, my God.
But...
Ouch.
Is that your head?
Yeah. That sounds right. That sounds really right.
Yeah.
That you did not even pay for it.
No, huh? I could have imagined that I pay for it. I pay for it.
I pay for it.
But I didn't. Okay, I put in Pat McAfee July 11th.
I think I already did all this.
You tried to look for this? Yeah, it just throws his tweet up.
I know.
What have I done?
I don't know. I just said you should text him and ask him what he's doing. I'm so sorry.
You keep yawning.
I know,
because
I only had a half a cup of coffee as opposed to, and I was trying to get off the coffee, you guys. There's a weak tea, or there's not, it's not weak tea. It's just, but it's tea and it tastes like weak coffee. And that doesn't have coffee in it at all. It's all herbal. It's supposed to be really good for you.
But it has a coffee taste.
Yeah, but I have colitis, and so I'm not supposed to drink coffee.
Poor old colitis.
Is that gross? Should I not have said that? Is that like gross for a girl to have a colon?
I'm not exactly sure what colitis is. Is that like
ulcerated,
a spastic?
It's ulcerated colon.
You got holes in your colon.
Yeah, since I was like 17.
Yeah, but you're supposed to...
I have to go and have the...
colonoscopy?
Uh-huh.
Well, let's look up colitis and see what it is.
I know what it is. I have it. I'm not like you.
Do you have colitis?
No. Yes, I do. You don't. I bet you have something, though. You probably have something.
Oh, I've got something. Colitis facts. You shouldn't go out in the rain.
That's not true.
That's weird.
That's only if you're made of sugar.
Inflammation. Let me give you some inflammation. Inflammation of the inner lining of the colon. It may cause abdominal pain. You got that?
Nah, sometimes.
But your stomach hurts all the time.
Yeah, but my stomach hurts for wrong reasons. Like.
Yeah, but I think when you say my stomach hurts, I think you mean I have butterflies.
Yeah, maybe. No, because sometimes my stomach, yeah, butterflies probably, but butterflies sounds like all like I'm in love, like, and butterflies is kind of like deep in your stomach, like right above your girl place, you know, like butterflies are there, butterflies, but like when my stomach hurts, it's like.
I don't want to look up colitis anymore.
Did you look it up?
It got real, real, very real, very quick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That shit got real.
Literally.
It did.
Yeah, I know, shit.
Okay.
Sorry.
We all know everybody poops.
You have that book?
I did when the kids were when the kids were small. Yeah.
We have a series all about poop, all about scabs, all about boogers, and I can't remember what the last one is. But when you buy the pack, you get a little bumper sticker, and it shows all the different kinds of.
Did you have the book like when my kids were small that we liked? Is Your Mama a Llama?
We have baby llama needs his mama, and that's where he throws a shit fit because his mom's on the phone and she's like, baby llama, stop that drama. It's a good one. I like it.
So baby llama's mama's on the phone.
She tucks him into bed, and then she goes downstairs
to have a phone call.
And the phone rings, and she's on the phone, and I think she's doing some dishes. And the baby llama thinks his mama's gone because he's yelling his head off, and she's not coming.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's a series now. It used to be what you said. We have llama, yeah. Llama red pajama.
I don't remember that one.
We have that one too.
What about if you give a moose a cookie?
If you give a mouse a cookie.
If you give a mouse a cookie, if you give a moose a muffin.
Right. That's a series, too.
That's a good one.
Yep.
What else did they like? Good Night Moon, of course, is beyond
approach. I never liked the
Good Night Lamp.
I never liked Good Night Moon. We had Pat the Bunny. We had a lot of Pat the Bunny books.
We had a lot of Pat the Bunny. Corduroy?
No.
Little Stuffed Bear Lost His Button in the department store?
No. What was that bear when I was little? What was the bear?
Paddington?
No, like McGruffin, and his mouth moved and he talked to you. It was kind of creepy.
Teddy Ruxpin?
It's been a while.
Ruxpin's lived down the street.
What is it? Teddy what?
R-U-X.
R-U-X.
P-I-N, I believe.
Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin.
I had no idea.
It was a...
Yeah, his mouth, just his bottom jaw moved and he talked to you, but he would tell you stories. Like you could keep a book.
Yeah, it had a computer chip in it. I guess.
I don't know. We had one.
He had kind of crazy.
Very heavy. I think he blinked too.
Yeah, I want to say he had red arms and a yellow smock or something.
Sounds right. That all sounds very right.
Did you go through that phase where there was a toy craze? You were like right there with Cabbage Patch Dolls, right?
Yeah, well, I had Cabbage Patch Dolls. I was a big Barbie kid, though. I had a lot of Barbies. Lots of Barbies, yes.
See, even the Teddy Ruxpin.
And I played with Barbies for entirely too long.
What, like last week?
No, but I was in middle school. Don't tell anybody.
What about that?
Yeah, that's him.
That's him, Teddy Ruxpin.
That's the guy.
Look at his eyeballs.
I know.
Don't they look crazy?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Your favorite toy?
My favorite toy ever?
Ever.
Barbie, hands down.
Barbie.
I always played Barbies.
Did you have the three-floored Barbie house?
I didn't. I had an A-frame. I had an A-frame Barbie house.
You had the ski lodge. Yeah. The Barney ski lodge.
Is
Barbie
that what it
ski
was?
Lodge?
Yeah, that's what I had.
Why isn't Ken's name Barney?
Barney and Barbie?
Barney and Barbie.
No.
That always bugged me.
They have new Barbie cartoons now that my daughter watches, and she and
Oh, I remember those, yeah.
And they're funny cartoons. I don't know who's doing it. But I don't think that they get the love that they should, because she had Midge come visit her, and Midge come visit her, but Midge was still black and white and living in the 50s, and she comes to Barbie's dream house mansion and everything's, you know, beautiful and like cartoons are now or
what?
Animation or whatever it is. It was hilarious.
Huh.
I loved it. It was like her cousin or her best friend or her sister or I don't know what she called her, but it was something like
that. Have you seen this thing on Netflix? It's called Kimmy Schmidt or something?
Yeah.
It's a comedy series.
It's the girl from Bridesmaids.
And
Her face is like the sunshine that she says that to. Yeah.
But she was on Parks and Rec, right?
No, not Parks.
She was on The Office.
The Office, yeah. She was on The Office.
She was on The Office, yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I haven't yet because a friend of mine watched it and he said it wasn't any good.
Who's your friend?
Just a friend of mine.
Who? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, didn't like it.
Didn't like it. It looks like...
But the concept I'm hearing, she was trapped in a cult in Indiana since 2000.
I love the way they paint Indiana on primetime or on television series.
See, I want to talk so badly about that because I'm still so proud of Indiana... in Indianapolis, but now because what's happened, it's going to be a while before people don't look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
Just because of a couple of...
But don't you feel like
I have to be careful because even on the podcast...
Yeah, don't you feel like that the people that are welcoming all...
Uh-huh.
That they're kind of... more influential than the negative parts of the bill? Do you feel like that might be a
possibility? There was someone, I'm not sure who offered this opinion, but he said what he had to look at was it brought attention to the LGBT community.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing now but positive thoughts mm-hmm. and comments coming out about the LGBT community mm-hmm. because of this, because of what happened. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's a good way to look at it.
I feel like you hear, I don't feel like I've heard a lot of negative things about it, about the community and their.
I didn't hear anybody go, yeah, it's about time we got this thing done.
Mm-hmm. The smartest thing that I've heard in regard to this was that this bill, RFRA, Religious Freedom
Restoration
Act, that this was a solution looking for a problem.
Yeah, we didn't.
That was what it appeared to be.
My abstract thought at the beginning of this segment was that gentleman was looking at the positive side, that it's bringing nice comments and positive conversation to the LGBT community. Looking at it the other way, it's like, who felt the need to mm-hmm. make this mm-hmm. a bill?
Yeah.
And that's the other way to look at it, abstractly. You're like,
The same. It's the concept that
it's almost like
that companies are people. You know what I mean? That businesses are people, that they should have the same rights as people. You know what I mean? And I just think that's strange.
Yeah.
That's not,
and companies aren't
what that is.
It seems to me like if someone would come out and go, well, we need a bill to keep yard gnomes from coming to life because
I don't think that
if yard gnomes come to life, no, we're going to be, our state's overrun.
I understand what you're saying. Well, so here's
the thing.
It
really wasn't a problem. Okay.
But what if it was something specific to?
Well, no, we all know
what if it was something. But what if it was something specific to? Because this is how I tried to see it. It's something that applies to me.
I like that. I have more interest in something if it applies to me.
I know. A mother, a female, a Midwesterner, a podcast co-host. Like what? Like put those things in that language with that bill. And how would I, like if I went to a place of business and they said, oh, you know what, you co-host a podcast.
We don't really conduct business with
podcast,
we don't. People.
Yeah. So I wouldn't go there. You know, I don't know. I feel
you wouldn't feel the need, even if it hit you that personally, to storm the state house and insist on a bill to allow equal service for podcasters.
No, I don't know. That's the thing, is that I've never been, like I said, I'm white, I'm female, I'm a mother, I'm a Midwesterner. I've never been under attack. I've never been under attack by anyone. You know what I mean? So I have no frame of reference. I have no frame of reference with this.
I know. Yeah, right. You know?
That's what so in my opinion, I don't have an opinion. I don't get an opinion. I can't imagine what it's like to feel under attack for being who you are.
My only opinion, I think, that is justified is that I, with the incredible Super Bowl Indianapolis had with the Final Four that, you know, obviously went off without a hitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a black mark. I mean, it's a stigma. It's going to take a little while for it to go away.
You are incredibly good at mixing two things that are totally not related, but kind of in the same family.
Okay,
and I think that's what
that
you just did.
Related?
Because I feel like you're talking about like, well, you know, we had a great Super Bowl and we had a great Final Four. Two huge sports stages.
Trying to tell you, people looked at Indianapolis in a positive light in that situation. And now there are people, because of what's happened, that
because
would look at
country,
it in a negative light.
Because we're a country of white males. You're talking about college basketball and NFL football.
No, that's not that. Well, that's not really the point either.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're a white straight guy, yeah, Indiana. Mm.
I use those in order to become a cosmopolitan city, which Indianapolis has been Indiana no place forever.
I don't think that Indiana no place. That's
sure.
What you would say.
Well, I would. I don't think that. For a long time, before the Super Bowl, before the Colts came, before
I wouldn't say before the Colts game. I'd say before 2000 and...
Well, no, I mean, but... You know...
Are you embarrassed to be a Midwesterner?
God, no. But the middle of the country has always been, for L.A. and New York, it's always been... It's the great line from The Big Picture. It's
because like, with your work, you've dealt with people in New York and L.A. for a long
time.
And how they've always looked at the Midwest.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the term flyover,
right?
Came from somewhere, and that's the way some people think about it. And I think we made great strides to, my feeling about Chicago, but I mean, you know, a nice.
I feel like I should. I don't hate Chicago.
I don't hate Chicago either. I'd just rather not ever go there ever again.
Why?
I don't know.
Really?
Nope. Like all of my opinions, they have no basis in fact, and I
is it the people? Is it the people, or
for
is
the most
it the
part.
Okay?
Yeah, for the most part,
is it like two people?
No, it's more than two people.
It is.
Yeah.
Your daughter loves Chicago, I bet.
Well, she wants to go to New York now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, NYC.
That'd be fun.
I told her when she in like 2 or 3 years when I retire, I'm going to go to New York and live with her.
What is she going to do in New York?
She's going to wait tables and see what happens.
I know, but what's her goal?
Oh, I don't know what her goal is. I don't think she wants to...
No,
she doesn't.
You're just curious how she's going to pay for rent until she gets to her goal.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, okay. Yes. Because she's not getting a dime from Dad, I can tell you that. No.
That's not true.
I don't want to guess because when dads start to guess about daughters, it's no good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I fucking know.
If I would guess, I think she wants to
perform. I'm a daughter. I have a dad. I'm pretty familiar with the situation.
I think she wants to perform and she wants to.
She thinks so?
I do, but she's said out loud, I'm tired of the competition of performing. So I don't.
Really?
I don't really.
But she hasn't really been performing since she's been at college. She's been, like, she hasn't done any of those things that she did in high school, right?
Right. It's been. Yeah, like she wanted to be on artist management and stuff like that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
She could manage Dad.
Well, Dad probably. Dad'll be all done by the time she gets out of.
Oh, when she's ready to
do next
that.
Year's her senior year, but.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
That's nuts. That's 100% nuts.
She was that size.
Yeah. A while ago.
And she just got back from Europe.
What was she do? What'd she do there?
Her and her her class or some classmates, and they have the college that she goes to has people there, and they
like a semester
exchange
over
exchange
or like
it,
a
it was like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It was 2 weeks.
My little sister did that. She went to, I think she went to Paris for 2 weeks. Did that? Worked at a monastery.
I don't think they have jobs at a monastery where.
No, maybe not. I don't know.
Like robe washer?
Maybe that. Maybe.
Maybe. Is there any funnier scene in movies than Ace Ventura, the second one?
Yes, there's a lot of funnier movies.
When Ace, he's in the monastery because he's had some emotional problems after the first movie. And he's at the monastery and they want Ace to come out and work another case, but he doesn't want to leave the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
But the head guy, the head monk at the monastery wants him to leave.
There's a Mr. Bean that's like that.
Is there?
But it's not Mr. Bean. He was a Secret Service guy and something went wrong. And then he went, what is that?
Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny English.
Yeah.
That's the same plot?
Yeah. Like exact same.
Favorite movie that anybody would go, you like that movie?
Probably a Pauly Shore movie. Probably. I wasn't an Encino Man. I didn't like Encino Man that much.
I loved Encino Man.
I didn't watch Encino Man that much. I liked
In the
Son-in-Law.
Army? Son-in-Law. You always say Son-in-Law.
Son-in-Law, In the Army Now, Biodome.
I didn't see Biodome.
You didn't see Biodome? That has the youngest Baldwin in it.
Encino Man is the only Pauly Shore movie I've seen, other than the documentary made that I told you.
That you said
watch.
It was good.
The documentary was great. I think Encino Man was great. I haven't seen any of the others, though. I mean, I haven't sought them out.
What happened to that guy, Brendan?
Brendan Fraser?
Fraser.
The Encino Man?
Yeah.
He was in a bunch of other stuff.
I know he was, but now he's not.
Kind of an
now
actor.
Now he's in Zero Things.
You know, Joe Fraser, the boxer, his father.
No, it's not.
No, not at all.
I thought Joe Fraser was black.
Differently. He was.
Oh.
He's passed away now.
He has?
Great boxer. Left hook.
That's what they called him?
Smoking?
Joe Smoking Fraser? Joe Smoke Fraser?
Smoking Joe Fraser.
Smoking Joe Fraser. Yeah, that makes more sense. Huh. I didn't know that.
Yep.
That they were related.
I guess my movie that, thanks for asking, would have to be...
Yeah, I should have known that you asked me that so you could tell me the answer if I asked you.
1941. One of the Spielberg movies.
One of the best movies.
Are you going to be snotty the whole podcast or just like...
No, just when I cross my arms. So that's how you know. When my arms are crossed, then I'm just going to be snotty.
Why are your arms crossed now? What happened?
Because I'm actually cold, but that's the mind frame that I have. That's the state of mind I go into when I cross my arms. And I've actively been trying to not cross my arms. I know you have a lot of negative feelings about crossed arms, but I think it's bad for your posture. When you stand with crossed arms, that's bad, you know. And maybe that's from yoga, because I'm trying to ground and root through my feet and balance my body evenly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so crossing your arms is not... Did I say shavasana?
You're laying on your back? What's that pose?
Shavasana? I think so. But there's also, when you come to... It's like the tree pose, where you're just standing.
Vishnu?
Huh?
No, that's... You're wrong. Something else, yeah.
I got to stand... Script thing that I can look and see what it
is. I swear to God, I thought you were going to say, I have to sand that desk that I just got and I need to repaint it. And
no, I'm not doing any of that right now. That's too much. Too much. Too much stuff.
Too much going on?
Yeah. Sorry.
All right.
So I have our guest all lined up for next week, so don't worry.
Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or?
Probably Monday.
And I can't, you're not going to tell me.
I'm not going to tell you.
You're just going to have him show up here.
Yep.
Is it Curtis?
No, but that would be a good one. Maybe you should call him. He was here with the Pork Pistols.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was he on that show?
Yeah.
Did he talk?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
I haven't listened to that episode.
Uh-huh.
What's the last episode of the podcast, our podcast you listened to?
Oh, I guess iTunes will tell me, right? The podcast app will tell me the last one I listened to. And I will tell you that the last one I listened to was...
You should listen to Ian Bagg. That was the last one.
I listened to a little bit of Indie Popcorn.
That was almost a year or so ago.
Almost. It was in June, so that was the last one I listened to.
We do have t-shirts left.
We talk about a lot of yucky stuff with Ian Bagg, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
Yeah.
Should I go ahead and...
Boners and cheese dips.
And a stigma titty is not mine. I said it.
Yes, everyone knows.
I know,
okay.
But I feel bad. Donnie Baker said that years ago. It's a joke. It's funny. It's his.
Yes.
And it's not mine.
Called his lawyers and...
I'm just saying. I know Ronnie doesn't care, but I just don't want to. I just don't feel right.
That's a good word, astigmatitty.
That is. It's hilarious.
Astigmatism? No, astigmatitty.
Yeah, so that was last. Which one did you listen to all of them? You edit them, don't you?
I sort of kind of have to, yeah.
Why do I say bad stuff?
No, in order to... Like this one I won't listen to. I'll just shoot it right up to the thing.
Why, because there's nothing bad on it?
I'll give it to Sprinkle and...
Was there booze in those shot glasses? They look dirty.
At one point, I think so.
Recently?
I'm trying to think what was in there. Yeah, I think there was.
You think so?
At one point, yeah.
That door's squeaky.
It needs oiled. Every now and then it should get oiled.
WD-40.
What flavor Pop-Tart is that?
Strawberry.
Strawberry. Those are the best ones.
No, cherry is the best Pop-Tart hands down.
I didn't know they made cherry.
They're in there. They're Pop-Tarts. In your green room.
I'm oblivious to the Pop-Tarts unless it's brown sugar cinnamon.
I think Target has the best
selection. The best selection.
Yeah. Hands down.
The peanut butter. Have you ever had the peanut butter Pop-Tart?
I don't like peanut butter like you like peanut butter. Like, it's kind of unnatural. Your love for peanut butter.
We got PopCon coming up. What else? And we've got a super secret guest next Monday that I will love.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I can't guess.
Mm-mm.
It's from the world of sports?
No.
Is it David Anspaugh?
No. Sorry.
I was just thinking about him. You're not going to tell me, are you?
Nope.
Oh.
No. Did you get the... We're going to be at the fair again, and
yes,
they're going to carve our faces out of cheese.
Out of cheese. And did you see the best part?
No.
We get to keep it.
We do?
We get to keep all that cheese.
What are we going to do with it?
I don't know.
Do I get to choose the kind of cheese she uses? I bet it's sharp cheddar. That seems like the best for carving.
It seems like that would be substantial enough that you could make a carving out of cheese. What else? PopCon? The fair?
That's really it.
That's it. And more Swell podcasts coming up.
Yeah.
And t-shirts. We're all out of large size army green shirts.
You are?
Yeah.
So that was a good color. And you did the colors all by yourself this time.
I did everything by myself this time.
I know you did.
Even the mailing.
And you always
entirely
do the mailing
by myself.
You always do the mailing by yourself.
And we're going to order more shirts, but I don't know when. And if you're listening to this before Saturday, April 11th, I will be in Salt Lake City with the guys for a comedy show. Two shows at the Depot.
Salt Lake City?
I want to say Salt Lake Titty.
Do you really?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Salt Lake City.
Me, Kostaki, Drew, and Tim Cavanaugh. That's a good show. That's a good backstage hang. That's a good show. There are no...
I feel like that was a pretty place to be. Were there mountains around the venue?
Salt Lake City's beautiful, yeah.
Were there mountains around the venue?
Mm-hmm. Fresh and clean.
Mm-hmm. I remember standing outside of that venue. It was a loading dock.
I remember a...
And smoking a cigarette with Tim Wilson. That's what I remember about Salt Lake City.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I did.
And that stink every now and then. You'll be going along in your day and you'll be having a good, fine day and something will happen that'll trigger a memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's weird.
Of Tim. I ate at a really good bar in Salt Lake City. I had a great cheeseburger there.
Their hotel is...
Their hotel was cool.
Yeah, I remember it being cool too.
Very cool.
I do.
Other than that, I don't know.
I don't know either.
You would think there'd be a direct flight from here to Salt Lake City, wouldn't you?
How do you have to get there?
Chicago. Damn Chicago.
You need to have something good happen in Chicago so that you stop that. That's a negative.
Well, I don't know what that would be.
I don't either. I'm just saying.
And the last time I went there, the parking has increased.
Yeah, you were...
Have I said anything about the parking?
Yeah, you mentioned it yesterday.
And the gas prices? And what other crabby old guy thing can I say?
It cost me $100 to park when I was in Chicago.
Hold it. Time out. Is that my voice coming out of your mouth?
No.
It cost me $100 to park. Mm-hmm. Anyway. But I have to go up there for the next year at least. That's where my daughter is.
Mm-hmm.
She so looks forward to me to come and visit.
Does she? So much so that she goes to Europe when she knows you're coming?
Yeah, that seemed excessive. I don't know why. She just didn't say, I'm busy. I really can't.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We should probably wrap this up.
Okay. Do you have one of these, like, do you have a, like, before you went to bed little message?
No.
So we could outro with that?
That was the only thing.
Oh, okay.
That was the only thing that we got recorded from my big idea for our podcast this week that absolutely didn't happen. But it was a bad idea now that I think about it.
Yeah, we would. That was bad. We can't do off-the-air stuff at Bob and Tom stuff.
Wow, the Bob and Tom, yeah.
That's your Bob and Tom show is your first priority.
Right, it's my bread and butter.
Yeah.
Or my various breads and my various butters.
Mm-hmm. Then, like, I'm a schmear of jelly when you need some jelly on your bread and butter.
That's right.
I think that's fair.
Do you want to hear another song off the King Kong album, or you just want to hear?
Yeah, if you want to play a different one, that's fine. Is it going to be sad?
No.
That'd probably be good.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, man.
I don't think there are any happy ones on here. I think the one we play for our theme is the happiest one.
Really?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. This is the one that's the most up-tempo.
Yeah?
There you are. Thank you for downloading the podcast. podcast. Tell your friends. Light shine down on his face while the blood from the knife. Next week, big doings next week. Let's get out of here. Go to chickmcgee.com and check out the t-shirts. And the employees in the shipping department will get right to you. Thank you, Jess. Good night, everybody.
But I had no idea the DEA was using the singer, but it's all right, cause I love you, baby. It's all right, cause I love you, girl. It's all right, cause I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
It's all right, cause I love you, baby. It's all right, cause I love you, girl. It's all right, cause I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Let's roll.
I took up on the sunset strip, straight cold from the north, flip lit, sick red, no joke when the shit lit. Crazy Schwarzenegger movie, crib keeper shit. Got to new ghosts to sweat out the heat, sick up. Shot Taylor, burn black, beef and sugar, heaven bound. Headed down in the States, zero. Turn it just back as a witness, no hero. It's alright, cause I love you, baby.